Yes, it's time for the Ready to Unload Fun Load, starring Soundhound.
Guys?
Yes, Soundhound.
Guys. I just did a sweet session in the city.
How sweet was the session, Soundhound?
He had to go. Am I shouting?
You're shouting No. Still. Still shouting.
God. Don't
know. You're excited. The Mets are in the World Series. You're all pumped up.
He's a big Mets fan.
I don't think that's what it is.
What do you think it is?
I think I go deaf when I'm on the phone.
Wait, what?
It's like when I'm on the phone, I get into like hard of hearing mode.
Oh, good. And so you're my grandmother now.
I bellow. I scare the kids when I'm in the house.
Okay, doll. All right. So long now. Okay. So long. All right.
Right.
So long. My grandmother would take 37 minutes to get off the phone with my Aunt Dolly. 37 minutes. It's the end of the conversation. Okay, so long. All right, so long now. Okay, doll. All right, so long. Say hi to Mimi for me. All right, kiss the kids. All right, give them my love. Love you. All right, so long. And my brother and I would stand next to her and be like, just hang up the phone. One of you's got to hang up. Has to hang up.
Notoriously difficult to get off the phone with family. Come on.
Scott.
You know that.
My brother and I still do that. Okay, Scott. All right. So long. Say hi to Carrie. Okay, Scott. All right. So long. Okay. Kiss the kids. How are you, Bishop?
The top five magazines in my house as a child were Popular Mechanics, Popular Science, Reader's Digest, some sort of Catholic news thing that my mother got. And bananas.
Wait, what now?
Bananas.
Why do I remember this magazine?
Do you remember bananas?
I do.
No.
I remember highlights.
Bananas was not available on the newsstand. You had to order it in the school book order. But it was a cool magazine. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was like not as cutting as Mad Magazine.
Wow.
Or, you know, Cracked. But it was still pretty funny. And it had just one or two sort of like teen beat kind of articles so that, you know, there'd always be a small section on like Christina Nichols or Scott Baio or something.
I am looking at the covers right now, Peach. So I just brought that up. I just brought up Bananas Magazine. And you go to images, holy cow. The first one, Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
The facts of life. Three's Company.
Still have
John Belushi. Star Wars 3. scenes, it's Darth Vader, and it's scenes you won't see in Star Wars 3.
Right, funny.
Wow.
If you'd like to see every copy of that magazine in person, you could just come to my house because I just unearthed them in my garage.
Oh, my goodness. Totally forgot about that.
Bananas!
Cal, you got it.
Come on. Hey, Soundhound, what magazine did you have as a kid?
I used to eat bananas.
I'm telling you, The voiceover people are gonna be knocking down your door.
Bananas was the magazine you graduated to after you were too old for
Highlights.
Highlights.
No. There was an intermediate magazine that was just as cool.
Ranger Rick?
Dynamite.
Oh, Dynamite.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm looking, they have covers of Dynamite too.
Look at Bananas.
Right.
Yep.
You could read Dynamite until about fourth grade, and then you had to move to Bananas.
Oh, my
Otherwise,
goodness.
Otherwise, you were not cool.
How about this Dynamite cover? Face to face with Fonzie.
Yeah.
A big picture of Henry Winkler. Wow.
Yeah. If you'd like to read all of those, you can go to my sister's garage, and she's got all of them.
I remember Bananas. I don't remember Dynamite.
Well, you may have just started out as a cooler kid.
I remember, I mean, obviously, I had Highlights. My Uncle Babe used to get the Highlights for us. That was like his big, like Uncle Babe would come out to Long Island and see me and Scott, and he would have a whole stack of Highlights that he obviously stole from a doctor's office in Williamsburg. And he brought Highlights. That was the place, that's where we got Highlights. What were you going to say, Cal?
Who is Richard Ramirez?
Stumper.
Is that a serial killer?
I believe so.
Okay.
Well, in volume two, number four, the cover of Dynamite has Richard Ramirez stalking the night away.
I see that. Is that real?
I don't know. It looks like it might be real.
See, I have it as the lost Dynamite.
Oh, okay.
So maybe
it's a goof.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry. But I'm looking at the covers, and every other cover is somebody from Happy Days.
Big show.
Well, yes, you're right.
Pretty much. Scott Baio.
Mork and Mindy.
Scott Baio. Aaron Moran.
Aaron Moran. Scott Baio. Yep. Oh, there's BJ and the Bear.
Greg Evigan. A special talk with Greg Evigan?
Yep. Special talk.
How many magazine covers and magazine articles do you think Aaron Moran really got?
A bunch. Probably a bunch.
I'm looking at two.
More than
right
me.
Here. How long was Dynamite around?
Yeah,
more
she
than
probably
me.
Got like... She probably got like six more than me. And I had zero.
Okay.
So she's probably at six. I don't know how long Dynamite was around.
Because here's one with a picture of Jasmine Guy on the front.
Here's one with a picture of President Obama on the front.
That's not real.
So that's not real. Meet the Prez.
Dynamite was available for all the years that the Scholastic book order was available to me.
Right.
It was always in there.
Can we go while we're here? Let's just go magazines, Cal. Give me your top five magazines.
My top five magazines?
Yep.
Sports Illustrated. I was a magazine reader, though. I was not a book reader.
Because you declared firmly in one episode that you were not a reader.
Was not. Never was. But
I'm not a reader, he said defensively.
I did.
You thought we were ganging up on you.
No, and I stand by it.
Well,
but
because you don't read enough.
I was a huge magazine reader. And growing up, my magazines, we had like a million magazines, not Popular Mechanics, surprisingly enough, but we had Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
We had Inside Sports.
Inside Sports. I remember that.
Right? Not Sport Magazine, but Inside Sports.
See, I got Sport Magazine.
For a brief time, we had Baseball Digest.
Wow.
There's a little one.
These were all delivered to the house?
Yeah, not all at once. This was over the course of me being living at home, growing up.
Not all on a Tuesday.
How are the magazine deliveries here?
Every Tuesday, we got 37 magazines.
Sporting News.
Really?
Yep. Only after it went glossy, though. Not when it was like a newspaper.
Not the paper, right.
No. TV Guide.
PJ, can you stop building that bridge for like 10 minutes?
I feel like...
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm around a lot of equipment right now.
Can you stop?
And by the way,
can you
I
stop playing with Legos?
No, I have to keep changing out equipment just to maintain this phone call. I told you, I have MacGyvered this whole episode.
That's great.
It's amazing I haven't overloaded the internet right now.
Oh, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have Al Gore on the other line for you.
He invented it, you know. That's a very popular.
That's why, yeah. You get it?
Very popular.
No politics.
So you
no politics.
Had no politics.
TV Guide.
Although I would like to talk about the Benghazi hearings.
No.
Not on this show.
I believe the five magazines available at the Benghazi hearings were.
Nice. Well done.
And he
Tiger
was not
beat.
Allowed to finish the show.
Did you get you got TV Guide delivered?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think we did for a time as well.
My mother got Red Book.
Sure. Wait, I have to go back to TV Guide.
Go ahead.
Who got to do the puzzle then?
My mother usually.
Big controversy
first,
in our
first
house.
First come, first serve.
Yeah,
first
it
come,
was
first serve on the crossword. Come on.
Yeah.
It was definitely first come, first serve, but there would be a sort of annoyed moment when you got to it and you thought you were going to be first and it was done.
Right.
Right.
It was a little bit of like, oh, come on. I was in the bathroom. Come on. All right, so move on. Red Book for your mother.
Good Housekeeping.
Really?
And McCall's.
McCall's?
Oh.
Those were her magazines. And those all, then they were all in the house all at the same. So, like, she would get them delivered. Like, three of them would show up one day.
She was a complete cliche. Like, she had every magazine. Yeah. Well, in that sense. Like, she had every magazine she was supposed to have.
She did. Yeah. That's true.
As a homemaker with three kids, she had every magazine she was supposed to have.
A smoker. Yeah.
Right. That's right.
She was a big Mike Douglas fan.
Right. She was completely 1984. Like, she was exactly where she was supposed to be in 1984.
Yeah.
That's great. She fit the prototype exactly.
She was, right, Meredith Baxter Burney.
That's it.
Right?
Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Let's hear yours. Do you have magazines?
We did, but we were not allowed to subscribe to magazines. We're very poor. Very poor. And so magazine subscriptions were frowned upon. I did have Sports Illustrated for a time, but any magazines I picked up, I bought at the stationery around the corner from my house.
Oh, yeah, sure. And you probably got the old ones that they threw out in the back.
Well, I worked at that stationery.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I know.
I had Sports Illustrated I would buy every week. Kevin had a subscription to it, very jealous. He had the phone, he had the football, he had all the, you know, all the stuff. Sport I would pick up every week.
Uh-huh.
Then as I got a little older, say 13, 14, I bought Circus.
Right.
Hit Parade.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually Rolling Stone.
Yeah, that was later on, too. That's right.
Yeah, I started buying Rolling Stone when I was like 14 or 15, like every week. And I bought it every week and never had a subscription until college. My sophomore year of college, I finally got a subscription to Rolling Stone. It was like I had made it. And but I bought Rolling Stone. I mean, I bought Rolling Stone every week until like I was like 27 or 28.
Yeah.
Before podcasts, like that was right before podcasts.
I almost buy it every week still. I always pass it. I pick it up. I leaf through it. If the articles look like something I'm not interested in, I'll just move on.
Yeah, I love
it. But I still
stuff.
Buy it quite a bit.
Yep. People was in our house sometimes. But
that was my grandmother.
Yeah, my mother's not like that. She's not a gossip like People or Us, or she doesn't keep up with that stuff.
Right.
Popular Mechanics, my dad got delivered, or, you know, had a subscription of Popular Mechanics and Popular Science. I have all of those from, like, 1970. Like, literally, I got stacks of those from, like, 1970.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. I love Circus and, like, Kid Parader and stuff. And
such similar lives we have. It's crazy.
Yeah.
My dad just tried to give me boxes of ancient Popular Science and Popular Mechanics.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, some of them are some of them are really interesting to look at. I mean, they really are.
Oh, yeah. They're like articles like, what makes the Concorde work? You're like, oh, my God, this was like a...
right, that's right.
This was a contemporary article at one point.
Like
that's awesome.
Exactly. Like, it's unbelievably revolutionary.
Right.
At the time, like, what they're doing. I think we got
what
life
is a hard
for a
drive,
while.
And will it ever fit in your home?
This computer may someday fit in one room in your house.
Ad from the back of Popular Science. Like mid-80s.
Right.
And it's for, I think it was a Tandy home computer.
Tandy, gee whiz.
And it featured either a 20 or a 40 megabyte hard drive.
Wow.
And the price was $5,555. They were like, get it now.
Oh, 55.
Wow. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah.
I would be completely remiss if I didn't mention Mad Magazine either, because Mad was.
Right. Oh my God.
Mad was purchased every week, and Scott by my older brother, because I had that guy. You know, I had the older brother who would buy it, and then I would get it when he was done with it. But Mad Magazine and Cracked on occasion. But
sure.
Mad Magazine was in my house every weekend. Or every week, I
should
say.
For the listeners at home, Cracked Magazine was not six things you didn't know about Star Wars.
That's right.
It was not just a magazine of terrible lists.
Yeah, it wasn't clickbait, no.
Yeah.
It was actually
Mad Magazine style. Magazine with cartoons.
Yes, and I always found it to be a bit darker. Did I say Hit Parade? I meant Hit Parader. I always found it to be a bit darker than Mad.
Mad. It was.
Right?
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love magazines. I still love magazines. I wish they kind of still existed. I mean, I know they do, but...
I just got a subscription... to Sports Illustrated and Men's Health.
Men's Health is a good magazine.
Yeah, because what you find, and PJ, I don't know if you've got this, the kids do fundraisers in school, and it's magazine subscriptions.
Yeah.
So we just loaded up on some magazine subscriptions for the kids.
You know
anybody...
what I find crazy about Men's Health magazine is they're like, eat this. Not that. And I am blown away. I am blown away. It's like month
and I'm
after
always
month
eating that.
Like, hey,
and I'm
minute.
Always eating that.
Eat this.
Yes.
I'm always eating that. I never
put the Linzer tarts down.
Yeah, by the
I
way.
So many.
Oh
how
did the Linzer tarts work out? We're just glad you're not in a sugar induced haze right now that you can actually speak.
I'm not going to say my hands weren't shaking before.
With joy, though, or because of the sugar?
because of a complete sucrose overload.
Sucroverload?
But sucrose.
Yeah,
sucrose,
overload.
Guys.
Sucrose overload.
It's hey, scientific did, name for sugar.
Did anybody, thank you, Soundhound. Did anybody get Omni magazine?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Yeah, my Uncle Frank, big Omni guy. I remember him getting Omni and me thinking like, wow, he's out there. He's out on the, that's not Popular Mechanics. That's like Omni.
Yeah, Omni was deep. That was some deep science. Deep science.
Did anybody go the GQ route for any portion of time?
No, but I did do Maxim.
Did you subscribe to Maxim?
I did. It was during my bro phase.
Oh, boy.
It was actually the very... I actually subscribed to Maxim. I got the very first issue of Maxim on the newsstand. Very
Maxim
first.
Wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible.
And what I remember about it was the girl from the Drew Carey show. Not
right,
that
sir.
One.
Right, but the other one.
I know what you're thinking, and it wasn't her. It was the other one, the one that would be on the cover of a magazine.
Sure.
Right.
And she was wearing a Cleveland Indians jersey.
Sure.
I was like, oh, what's this? Maxim? Let me look. And I looked at it, and I subscribed. And I then the second issue that they ever made came to my house.
Wow.
So I got in on the ground floor. Yeah.
I had a friend who was one of the managing editors at Maxim for a while. And Maxim wasn't terrible. By
it
any
was
means.
Okay.
They did a lot of good guy stuff.
But I grew out of it.
Sure.
Put it that way.
Right, because you're a grown man.
Right. What to do if you're being murdered. And then it's a list of things that you're supposed to do.
Right.
At the moment you're being murdered. How you combat
that. Sure. Sure.
Right.
That's a little...
I like to try that one.
I think I went through a Maxim phase where I bought it for a while.
How about Vanity
sure.
Fair?
Huge what? Vanity Fair reader. Huge.
Yeah.
No. Who am I? What am I?
What?
A 62-year-old fashion model? What am I?
That's nothing to do with fashion.
No, I know.
It has to do with vanity.
There's like a lot of Hollywood articles in there.
Oh, Vanity. I'm sorry.
What
Vanity
did you think I said,
Fair.
Vogue?
Yeah, I was thinking Vogue. I really was. I was totally thinking Vogue. No, I never subscribed to Vanity Fair. I never got into like the trades, even
not
when I lived in.
To it, but ever, but reading it, never read it.
Yeah, no, I did when I lived in LA. You would pick it up or whatever. It seemed like so goofy.
Yeah, I mean it was fluffy.
Like it seemed like a cliche. I mean it's still. I don't know. It's still. I totally was thinking you said Vogue. You said Vanity Fair. I heard Vogue.
You had to have been the way you reacted.
Yeah, no, I totally heard Vogue.
Now that most of the magazines are kind of online, what are the magazines that you would currently justify buying a paper copy of?
I think Rolling Stone still fits into that category.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can still justify buying a hard copy. I think Sports Illustrated does as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Cal?
Billboard magazine.
Okay.
I used to love Billboard.
Really?
I think Cal likes lists. Cal likes a lot of lists.
I do. I like my lists. You're right.
I did not see that coming.
Well, you go to Chinese restaurants just to look at column A?
They sell column A at Chinese restaurants?
Column A, column B.
Oh, right. I thought that was a vegetable. Try
column A.
Try the steamed column A.
I got the steamed column A and brown sauce.
good. It's got a lot of MSG in it, though.
Szechuan style.
That's one of the top five spices in my house, I was going to name.
What, MSG?
Ooh, let's go right to it.
Garlic, garlic powder, garlic salt, garlic minced, garlic bulbs, and MSG. That's it. That's all we have.
All right, hold on. Is your spice rack just five jars of those things or multiple jars of each of them?
We're three deep on each.
Okay. And, oh, follow up. Is your spice rack on the wall or is it in a Lazy Susan?
My
Ooh,
spice rack
question.
Is in the entire corner cabinet of my kitchen.
Okay.
I will send you a picture.
It's like a tiered Lazy Susan then?
No, it's the cabinet.
It's
or it's the
shelves,
whole cabinet.
And you have
right.
to get on the little step ladder to get to the top shelf, and it's still all growing. I have like McCormick mixes, like the barbecue, McCormick barbecue rubs, but they're all garlic mix.
They're all garlic mix. I have a very serious and important question to ask. Garlic powder, garlic salt.
Yeah.
How are you making the delineation between what you're using?
I only use garlic salt in one place. Garlic salt only goes in one place.
Pasta. With the water.
When I'm making gravy.
Or gravy.
Sunday salt.
Okay. I put garlic salt in the water when I'm boiling macaroni.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Never even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's magnificent. So I can stop putting the pound of salt that I put in now.
Yeah. Put a little less
kosher salt.
No. No. But that's it. Another
garlic powder. Garlic powder everywhere else.
Everywhere else.
In a pinch.
Everywhere else.
You don't have this problem, PJ, because you're three deep on the garlic. But some of us have actually run out of garlic powder once or twice in our lives. Will you use the garlic salt on a pizza, say, on a slice of pizza? In a pinch.
No, I won't.
I would.
You won't do it.
I would.
What about onion powder? Does anybody have onion powder?
Yeah, sure. For sure.
I prefer minced dried.
What do you use in onion powder?
It's a little larger than powder.
What do I use onion powder on? Hamburgers.
Nice.
Sure.
Great call.
Right,
excellent.
Right in the patties.
Right in the mix. I have used onion powder on pizza as well.
And?
Put a pinch in your eggs right before you throw them in the pan.
Ooh. I like where
onion powder?
On pizza.
Will you put the eggs on the pizza?
PJ's saying throw it in the egg. You beat the eggs. You tell them they're terrible eggs, and then you put the onion powder in.
You'll never amount to anything, you eggs.
You terrible eggs. By the way, the Royals just took the lead, 4-3, bottom of the eighth.
Oh, after the rain delay.
After the rain delay.
That was the Nelson song.
I am fascinated after the rain. I am fascinated by spices. I could have this. I love spices. I use them all over the place. Almost too much. Like Teresa's like, really, that combination doesn't work for anybody, and I say it works for me. And I've introduced rubs into the mix.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Like I have a great rub from Salt Lick in Texas. Salt Lick Barbecue, famous barbecue place in Austin. Well, it's actually in Round Rock. Oh, there's two of them. But and I bought a spice rub mix from there. Oh my goodness! I throw it in everything. I throw it all over the place.
How
so
are we
good.
Still on the air?
I made this a 3-hour show.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I knew. I had a feeling we might go a little long with the Mets in the World Series for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah. We have a three onion rub that we use. My kids will not eat their eggs without it.
Go on.
So that's it. I like three onion rub.
What do you got? Vidalia? You got
I don't know what the onions are. I don't know what they are.
You don't claim to know what the onions are.
It doesn't matter. It's three separate onions and it's delicious. I haven't looked into what kind of onions.
You don't care.
I don't care. It's just great. And you put it right on the egg whites. They like their egg whites with the three onion rub on top.
Sure.
What's a green onion?
Cost these days.
Because there's a green onion in there.
What's a green onion go for these days? PJ, Cal,
80 cents.
I'll put this to you. Five spices. You only get five for the rest. And you can't, and salt and pepper don't count.
Is he laughing?
I think he's scraping something off his feet. What are you doing? What could you be doing?
It's barely holding together, guys. Barely.
Can you wait on your bunions, please? Please.
Five spices for the rest of the time?
Your Desert Island Five. Desert Island Five spices.
The Mount Rushmore of spices?
No. Those are your four best. This is the five you can't live without.
Desert Island spices. Because if you're on a desert island, you need your spices.
You're going to need five spices to cook with. To start a stone fire
spice
with.
Blend,
and stab
a
fish.
Blend count? Can I use a blend? Can I say Montreal steak is a spice?
Yes.
Or is that's cheating?
Montreal steak is a spice.
That's one.
I haven't chosen that for me, but that was just my example.
I'm choosing it. Montreal steak.
All right, Cal, Montreal steak. I'm going to go paprika is a number one spice for me.
Very big on paprika. Smoke or not smoke?
How dare you?
Because in my house, we only have smoke.
I have both.
We don't do the old paprika anymore.
I'm going to keep the smoked.
And do you make deviled eggs?
I didn't used to until I married a Texan. And now I eat them all the time. Because
so good.
Deviled eggs are, that's like at Thanksgiving, you know how we take out a tray of Andibas?
Yeah.
They put out a tray of deviled eggs.
Oh, I'm going to your house.
Yeah. Put those hands together. Let's get the Andibas out and the deviled eggs.
Yeah.
The smoked paprika is a staple. I'm going to give you my second one. It's cumin. Love cumin. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my third one. I'm keeping my salt lick barbecue rub.
Okay.
It's magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you my fourth one. It's garlic powder. Can't live without it.
No, I agree.
And I'll give you my fifth while we're here. This is how much I love spices. I'll give you my fifth. It is, believe it or not, I love it. Lemon salt.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. I like lemon salt.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah. Good.
What do you put on, fish?
I put it on chicken because I don't eat fish.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a big chicken supplement for me.
Sure.
You don't eat fish.
I don't. I've tried. Why did you say that like Oscar? From The Odd Couple. You don't eat fish.
You don't eat fish. I don't.
Now it's garbage. It's not spaghetti. It's linguine, you moron. Okay. Now it's garbage. So there's my five. Go.
And kosher salt doesn't count, right?
Nope. Salt and pepper. Kosher salt does not count.
So crushed
red pepper. Oh, wait. I went crushed red pepper. Damn it.
Can I use it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Salt and pepper doesn't count because they're what? They're staples? In other words?
Yeah, they're industry standards. Yeah.
They're like the R-S-T-L-N-E of spices.
That's right.
They're the givens.
I can't believe you got all the letters right.
Did I?
R-S-T-L-N-E. R-S-T-L-N-N-E, yes.
Yeah, because it's five letters and a vowel.
Yep.
Montreal
yeah.
steak.
Okay.
Crushed red pepper.
Yep.
Cinnamon.
Oh, wow. What am I going to do without cinnamon? Son of a bitch.
That's it. You're on a desert island, too.
That's it. I got no shot. Damn it. Go on.
Garlic powder, obviously.
Sure, sure.
You have to. And my fifth spice would be that three onion rub I spoke of earlier.
The three onion rub you spoke of. That's right. All
yeah.
right. I love it. A cinnamon, son of a bee sting.
Yeah.
Peach, five spices, garlic, and then garlic. I'd also like to take garlic.
And garlic.
I like my garlic. I don't know exactly what's in it, but I like the orange cap adobo.
I don't know.
I know that
you could say that for a lot of spices. I don't know what the hell's in it.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I'm not sure what the blend is. I mean, I know.
Are you sure
orange
it's not baking powder?
There's orange peel and there's garlic and there's a little salt, but there's like five other things and I have no idea. But it's orange cap adobo.
I love it.
That's cute.
Orange Capadobo, you remember her? Smoked a lot.
She was a nice girl.
Orange Capadobo. She's such a good girl.
Like, McCormick's.
She smelled like garlic.
McCormick's. Smoked applewood rub.
Whoa. Where are you going there?
Smoked applewood rub.
Wow.
I like again, it. I don't know what's in it. I think there's maple in it, and I think there's sugar in it. And,
yeah, I don't investigate what's in my spices, right, PJ?
Never. Nope.
I love yellow curry, whatever's in there.
Oh, man. Didn't even think
love
about other sort of ethnicities, ethnic foods in the ethnic foods aisle. Although I did put cumin in, and cumin is very prevalent in the Mexican cooking.
Yeah, you're not doing a lot of Italian with cumin.
No.
You left out basil.
You did.
Because it's an herb.
No. Rosemary, all that stuff. Herbs.
Those are herbs.
It's in the same cabinet, but it is an herb. You're correct.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm sorry. Technicality, no down boo-boo.
It's a leaf. Leaves and stems are herbs. Seeds are spice, right?
That's right. I love your three so far. Round it. Finish it off for me. Oh, wait, you have four. You have garlic, you have the orange, you have cinnamon, you have this new apple honey mustard maple thing.
Applewood smoke, yeah.
Applewood smoke.
Smoked applewood.
Salt
yeah,
palmetto.
I have no prostate problems, thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Just checking.
And yellow curry. I like the
yellow curry.
Curry is a blend of something. I have no idea. There's turmeric in there and a few other things, but I love yellow curry.
I don't think we're steak.
Oh my god.
Really?
Oh god, yeah.
I love every spice that we've put together here. I love it. No one else with paprika with me? Really?
Hopefully we're all stranded on the same desert island so we can share our spices.
Oh, we'll cook, baby.
We are going to eat. All right, let's finish it up.
The only desert island you go to there to rescue the three guys that were all fat.
Right. You get to the desert island like, you know what, we're good. We're actually
come
good.
Come back in about a week. We still got some orange capadobo here.
She's here? PJ's going to make steak. I'm going to make some with cumin, a little tacos, and I'm going to, you know. Cal's making a cinnamon cheesecake nice. We're good. He's making the eggs tomorrow with the three onion rub. It's going to be, come back later.
Yeah, no rush. We're good.
top of the ninth, Russell Martin leads off with a base hit, and Dalton Pompey steals second.
You know we're not allowed to do play-by-play.
Man on fire.
Man on fire.
Denzel Washington.
All right. On a wire?
Yes. PJ, final on those.
Well, let me just say that this season has been very interesting, listening to the evolution of both of your opinions about the Mets. Although I will say that I probably have enjoyed tonight's episode more than any we've done since January. Because of just how elated you both are. It's such a joy to hear you both be so happy and so up. And that's really great. You know, all I have is pornography, so I look to you guys.
Cal, top that.
I can't, but I will say thank you, PJ, for the compliment, and I will acknowledge just how over the moon I am about the Mets and how I feared going all in on this team for 6 months, and then I finally did, and it's the best thing I ever did in my life after marrying my wife.
And the two kids, yes. It's all understood.
Right, yeah.
And I will just close by saying,
ding ding.
Oh God.
Ding ding.
I will just close by saying this is why we've hung around this long. This is why you never stop being a fan of this team. This is why. And now go win this thing. Go win it. Go win it. Go get it. All right. We'll talk to you all next week. Thank you so much. For Brian Calvi and PJ Kachoba, I'm Steve Sampietro. Good night. Johnny Everyflower.
Next week, I want to hear your top three adult magazines.
Gustav Everfargen is in them.
Gustav Everfargen. No, next week we're doing top five condiments and sauces.
Oh.
Top five condom brands? What'd you say?
Top five condom brands. That's right.
All right.
Magnum.
Direct.
Good night, everybody.